It's the Noon Report from Family Life, bringing a Christian worldview to what's happening in New York, Pennsylvania, across the country, and around the world. Weather with Kevin Williams, sports with Sunny Delfiette, plus special features and reports with the Family Life News team. Now, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon and happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price. Impeachment impasse.
To conduct a trial in a dignified and open and fair fashion.
That is our top story this Friday. Democrats are doubling down on those two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Those articles, though, remain in limbo after the House Speaker refused to hand them over to the U.S. Senate.
Nancy Pelosi wants to usurp the constitutional role of the Senate.
That's GOP political analyst Karl Rove. President Trump says the impeachment process is the Christmas gift that keeps on giving for him.
All I know is my poll numbers are the highest they've ever been. Our fundraising in the Republican Party is the highest it's ever been.
Senate Democrats, meantime, are pressuring Republican leader Mitch McConnell to call for new witnesses in the upcoming impeachment trial. Here's Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal.
Mitch McConnell is sabotaging this proceeding.
I want people to walk away saying the Senate gave everyone due process and an opportunity to be heard, because they can't say that in the House.
That's Louisiana Republican John Kennedy. Negotiations, though, on the path forward in the Senate remain on ice through the holiday break. Former U.S. Attorney Guy Lewis says he knows why.
Democrats are looking for additional evidence. They know that this charge is dead on arrival when it gets to the Senate.
Lewis says Democrats are trying to gather more evidence in hopes of swinging more Republicans to their side. He says that's not how our founding fathers set up the impeachment process. What a mess. In the West,
snow just got heavier and heavier, huge flakes, winds from the west.
Some travel trouble today after a rare snowstorm pounded parts of the Southwest yesterday.
Normally it'll take us maybe 30 minutes. Took us about an hour just going slow, following people.
The correspondent Jamie Yukis has more.
Travelers heading from Nevada to California sat in traffic for hours after snowy conditions forced the closure of the busy Interstate 15.
I turned around twice. I came over the pass to go to work, and because of the weather, we didn't work, so trying to get back home.
Meanwhile, heavy snow also fell in Flagstaff, Arizona, as the massive storm system heads east. The storm wreaked havoc in Southern California yesterday, with snow in the mountains closing two of the state's major interstates, diverting traffic and leaving travelers frustrated.
We've been stuck out here, actually, for about almost 5 hours.
That's Jamie Yukis reporting. The storm now moving east. Here's meteorologist Alex Biston.
This will continue to move out towards the east through the Great Plains, continuing to bring snow and rain. And then Sunday morning, the storm system moving into the Great Lakes region and then delivering more rain as we head towards the start of the week for the East Coast.
Mild and moist, the weather words for our neck of the woods. Weatherman Kevin Williams with that weekend forecast straight ahead. We're learning more today about the Navy SEAL who was demoted, then had his rank restored by President Trump last month. Members of Eddie Gallagher's SEAL team are now speaking publicly for the very first time.
I think he just wants to kill anybody he can.
The chilling testimony was obtained by the New York Times, and it paints a much different picture about Eddie Gallagher. Members of SEAL Team 7 say their platoon leader had an insatiable appetite for violence.
Did he say anything when he did this, or did he just literally pull out a knife and just start stabbing him?
He pulled out a knife and started stabbing him.
This past fall, Gallagher was accused by the Navy of fatally stabbing a young ISIS prisoner.
Did you interpret him as a threat at any point when Gallagher stabbed him?
I did not.
No. Is there any doubt in your mind that these are war crimes?
No.
The Eddie Gallagher case led to the firing of former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer. At least 15 people now dead, dozens more hurt, after a commercial jetliner crashed in Kazakhstan. That plane went down less than 30 seconds after takeoff in the country's biggest city. In Hawaii, the Coast Guard continues the search for a tour helicopter with seven people on board when it went down off the island of Kauai.
The aircraft is equipped with an electronic locator, but the Coast Guard says no signals have been received. The Coast Guard is putting all kinds of resources into this search, even the U.S. Navy helping out.
That's reporter Kataki Tucker. Christina Cook's 289th day on the International Space Station tomorrow will make her the woman with the most consecutive days in outer space.
My number one hope for this milestone is that the record is exceeded again as soon as possible, because that means that we're continuing to push the boundaries.
It'll be 328 days by the time she's scheduled to return to Earth. Americans are carrying record credit card debt today. That's boosting banks' profits. The Washington Post reports third quarter credit card sales were up 10% at J.P. Morgan Chase and 5% at Citigroup. Christmas is over, but the shopping continues. You know that. Stores still flooded with folks looking for bargains or returning those unwanted gifts.
They're cute, but not my size or not my style.
That woman returning a gift in New Jersey. The experts say about half of the holiday shoppers this week are actually returning things. One of Broadway's legendary songwriters is dead. Jerry Herman, who wrote the hit musical Hello, Dolly, died last night at a Miami hospital. Here's theater critic Jeffrey Lyons.
Just was a giant in the field. Most musicals are a big financial risk, but a Jerry Herman musical was a success from the word go.
Jerry Herman was 88. We also said goodbye to some other pretty talented celebrities in 2019. Correspondent Deborah Rodriguez takes a look back.
Actor Luke Perry caused a generation of females to swoon.
Name? McKay. Dylan.
He left us this year, as did the actor known for tough guy roles, Danny Aiello.
Cubbies?
And Tim Conway, whose career was so long that
baby boomers remember him from McHale's Navy, and millennials know him from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Peter Fonda was born into Hollywood royalty and born to be wild and Easy Rider. Soap opera star Christoph St. John was young and restless for 27 years.
You made a fool out of me, son.
Abkadefki, Jekyll, Monopris, Sesame Street's Carol Spinney made Big Bird an icon. Oscar nominee Albert Finney was so low-key about accepting praise, he turned down a British knighthood.
Never believe what to say about you.
But if you believe what fans say, he and others were very, very talented.
Yes, they were. That's Deborah Rodriguez reporting. Still to come on this Friday edition of the Noon Report, paying abuse survivors in Pennsylvania, raising the minimum wage in New York, and 2019 set to sound.
Good afternoon. The weather watch word this afternoon, mild, a little moist. I'll be back with more details about the weekend weather, which looks a little cooler coming up in just a few moments. See you in 10.
Okay, Kevin, checking the stories, making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Friday, December 27th, small business owners in New York are bracing for the next round of minimum wage hikes. Those hikes take effect next week all across the Empire State.
The last thing a small business wants is, you know, increased costs.
Michael Demku at Ricky's Family Restaurant in Fairport says the wage increase will hurt his bottom line and could cost some workers their jobs.
We're going to have to continue finding ways to cut costs in other areas and seeing where we can have more work being done by less people.
The minimum wage increase in New York started 3 years ago. Next Tuesday, the base pay for hourly workers will jump up again. A rash of house fires in Monroe County, New York this holiday season is taking its toll on first responders and emergency services there.
Experiencing a house fire leaves with a family that affects them their whole lives. But anytime it's during the holidays, it's very difficult.
That's William Platt, a disaster program specialist for the local Red Cross. He says this holiday season has been one of the toughest ones ever in Monroe County.
It just adds up, and it's the toll on the mental health toll on people with the holidays and all the things going on.
Since Monday this week, Red Cross volunteers have helped over 20 people in Monroe County alone. Officials say the holidays are prime time for house fires.
Some of those are cooking fires. A lot of people are doing cooking for the family, things like that, unattended cooking.
And unattended candles, space heaters, and overloaded electrical circuits Officials say all of those things are fire risks, especially around the holidays. Catholic diocese in Pennsylvania doling out tens of millions of dollars to victims of clergy abuse. Family Life's Brendan Dixon.
The Keystone State's Roman Catholic Diocese have paid nearly $84 million to 564 victims of predator priests. That tally is expected to grow substantially in the new year as compensation fund administrators work through a backlog of claims. Seven of the state's eight dioceses launched victim compensation funds in the wake of that landmark grand jury report on sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. Brendan Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brendan. Big fight last night at the Galleria Mall in Buffalo. Police say three people were arrested, 30 others ejected from that mall following the altercation. No injuries were reported. State police across New York and Pennsylvania going to be on the lookout for drunk drivers over the New Year's holiday.
They're going to injure themselves or someone else, another motorist, or God forbid, kill someone. That stays on their conscience forever. Then there's the financial impact. An average DWI in this state starts around $10,000.
Jack Keller with the New York State Police says there are plenty of alternatives to driving drunk.
Taxi cab, an Uber, a Lyft, or call a friend.
Authorities say drunk driving is 100% preventable. Another new year, another toll hike in Pennsylvania starting January 5th. Tolls for both Easy Pass and cash customers on the turnpike will jump 6%.
Tolls always are a little challenging.
This marks the 12th straight year tolls have been going up in the Keystone State. Turnpike Commission spokesman Carl Fabo says the hike is needed to keep transportation safe in the state of Pennsylvania.
We're not just operating 552 miles of turnpike system. We're also supporting mobility, highways, bridges, and transit all across the Commonwealth.
The turnpike pays $450 million a year to PennDOT. Most of the motoring public does not like that arrangement.
It's robbing Peter to pay Paul, so that's what they're doing, and you know, everyone's got to get their hands somewhere.
The Pennsylvania Turnpike turns 80 next year, and transportation officials say the toll hikes help pay for necessary upgrades to an aging infrastructure. No vehicles needed here, just a good pair of hiking boots. Pennsylvania once again taking part in the federal First Day Hikes Initiative. Family Life's Terry Diener.
To promote a healthy start to the new year, Department of Conservation and Natural Resources officials will be joining hikers throughout the state as DCNR again sponsors free guided hikes in 39 state parks on New Year's Day as part of America's State Parks First Day Hikes Initiative. Last year, Pennsylvania hosted over 800 participants who hiked almost 1,900 miles. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Thank you, Terry. A new 5G network up and running in western New York starting today. Verizon's 5G service now available at both New Era Field and the KeyBank Center, meaning anyone with a Verizon device capable of accessing a 5G network will be able to do so at those two locations. Now, these are the first places in the Buffalo area that folks with 5G devices will get to experience Verizon's 5G network. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has vetoed a bill that would have allowed electric scooters and bikes statewide. The governor says the measure, which passed the state legislature overwhelmingly this year, did not include enough safety measures. State Senator Jessica Ramos.
We missed a real opportunity to begin to prepare the city of New York for the imminent congestion pricing.
Supporters of the bill say it would have greatly reduced the state's carbon footprint. Governor Cuomo says he'll announce a new measure on January 8th that will include more safety features. There's a renewed push for high-speed rail service in New York. The governor has rolled out a new proposal, which he'll talk about during next month's State of the State address. Cuomo says high-speed rail has transformed economies all around the world and could do the very same thing for the state of New York. Well, it's that time of year when folks start thinking about those New Year's resolutions. Correspondent Scott Pringle.
A University of Scranton study shows just 40% will be successful at their resolution 6 months into the year. Lou, he's determined to be part of that crowd.
I'm dropping 20 for 2020.
Dropping 20 pounds.
That's it.
There you go.
Did it before, I'll do it again.
Is he
You already completed this one.
Yes, I did. But this time I'm planning on coming up with a program. I'm going to stay with it. Keep it off.
You have to, like, write it down or something?
I pay myself $50 for every 2 pounds I lose. Put it in a piggy bank.
Scott Pringle at New York.
Thank you, Scott. The New Orleans Saints giving controversial wide receiver Antonio Brown a workout. The Saints have already clinched playoff berth for the postseason. Brown posted an Instagram story of himself inside their locker room. AB appeared in one game with the New England Patriots before being released after multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. You're plugged into the Noon Report, a Friday edition on Family Life. Let's do sports. Let's start on the hardwood. NBA action last night. Luka Doncic had 24 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. His return following a 4-game absence because of a sprained right ankle. The Mavericks held on for a 102-98 win over the San Antonio Spurs. Tim Hardaway Jr. added 17 points as every Dallas starter scored in double figures. DeMar DeRozan scored 21. For San Antonio, Pistons guard Luke Kennard expected to be sidelined for the next couple of weeks because of knee tendonitis. Kennard averaging nearly 16 points a game for Detroit. College football action, couple of bowl games yesterday. Louisiana Tech beat Miami 14-0 for the only shutout in the Independence Bowl's 44-game history. Jamar Smith threw a touchdown pass, had a late scoring run as the Bulldogs reached double-digit wins for the first time since 1984. They won their sixth consecutive postseason game. That's the longest current streak in the country. Miami finished 6-7 for its second losing season over the past 12 years. Kenny Pickett found Taser Mack for a 25-yard touchdown. 47 seconds left to lift Pittsburgh to a 34-30 win over Eastern Michigan in the Quick Lane Bowl. Eastern Michigan quarterback Mike Glass ejected with 10 seconds left after throwing punches at two players. Running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire appears to be a long shot to play in a top-ranked LSU's game against number 4 Oklahoma in Saturday's Peach Bowl. He suffered a hamstring injury in practice last week. Final decision on his availability may not come till Saturday. First team All-SEC selection, Edwards-Helaire leads the undefeated Tigers with over 1,200 yards rushing and 16 touchdowns. From the Family Life Sports Desk, I'm Bill Price. And still to come on this Friday edition of the Noon Report, the top news events of 2019. You don't want to miss this one, folks. And at the end of today's broadcast, handing out some Benjamins in Madera County, California.
I'm Shane Morris. As we approach 2020, we want to share with you several of our most popular Breakpoint commentaries from 2019. Here's John Stone Street with Mayor Pete Buttigieg Preaches.
Earlier this month, South Bend Mayor and presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg quoted the Bible in an attempt to speak to the question of abortion. There are a lot of parts of the Bible that talk about how life begins with breath, he said. And so even that is something that we can interpret differently. If we applied the Bible in the way Mayor Pete suggests, abortion would be justified up until birth, which is, of course, a position now firmly embedded and championed across the Democratic Party. One of the ways Mayor Pete has distinguished his candidacy from all the other Democratic hopefuls for president is through constant reference to his religious faith. Already, Buttigieg has applied, and often misapplied, the Bible to support far-left positions on several cultural issues, including economic policy and same-sex marriage. These biblical misapplications are easily taken apart, or at least they should be. The Bible clearly treats unborn babies as persons. See Psalm 139, Luke 1:15, and Jesus clearly affirms the Genesis account of marriage as between a man and a woman. See Matthew 19. In fact, the Bible Buttigieg goes to for his political positions is missing a lot of pages and suspiciously reads a whole lot like his party's platform. As Ross Douthat put it, Buttigieg doesn't appear to support any policy that deviates from the progressive catechism. Now, of course, Buttigieg has every right to sermonize. My concern here is what makes it effective. It certainly isn't the strength of his biblical argumentation. As I said on Twitter recently, what makes makes Mayor Pete's gross misapplication of scripture to cultural issues so troubling and so effective is the incredible void left when many pastors won't apply scripture to cultural issues. Buttigieg is filling a void that's been left by pastors who only teach the Bible as a personal private self-help book in order to help us find our purpose, improve our lives, and to feel closer to God. A friend responded to my tweet with this one that even further clarifies the problem that Buttigieg is revealing in the church. Also, he said, he's very nice. Reducing Christianity to bland platitudes and vague kindness leaves us utterly defenseless when the snake oil salesman is vaguely kind too. Exactly. Look, do the math. Too many Christians never hear the Bible applied to cultural issues. Too many Christians are left with the impression that Christianity is all about being nice and happy. Mayor Pete seems nice and happy. Mayor Pete applies the Bible to cultural issues. As one of my Tennessee friends used to say, this ain't rocket surgery. Christianity is, of course, personal, but it's not private. To say, as Jesus' first followers did, that Christ is Lord is to state a public truth. Christ is sovereign, not just over our salvation, but over everything. And if Christianity is true, its truth applies to every sphere of life. I'm grateful for those pastors and preachers, and there are many of them, who clearly and courageously week in and week out articulate the whole truth of the Bible, working out its implications from the pulpit for the cultural moment in which we live. There's a scene in Remember the Titans, remember that movie, in which Denzel Washington's character tells his white assistant coach to stop coddling the team's African-American players. He knows the racist hatred these young men will face. You're not preparing them for the real world, he said. You're crippling them for life. In the same way, pastors who use the scripture to coddle our emotions but never apply scripture to hot-button issues will leave their flocks cripplingly vulnerable whenever politicians twist the Bible for their own ends. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
20 minutes past the hour. Let's head outside. The final weekend of the year is here. Kevin Williams.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. On the midday weather map, we find a cool front that'll be coming through the area. It will bring in some drier and cooler air. It'll mean some sunshine to start the weekend. But another disturbance will arrive. It brings rain at the end of the weekend, and then a change in temperatures for early next week. For this afternoon, though, it's mild, a little breezy, cloudy skies, a couple of rain showers, and high temperatures mid-40s to the mid-50s, dropping into the 30s tonight, some leftover clouds. Tomorrow, some sunshine, cooler, drier, high in the 40s. Sunday, thickening clouds with late day rain and high temperatures in the 40s.
Okay, Kevin Williams, next at noon, the top news events of 2019. The Family Life News team takes a look back at the stories that made headlines the past 12 months. And what a year it has been. Let's listen in.
Senate will be in order.
Will you all please raise your right hand?
As we begin this new Congress, the American people need Democrats and Republicans to work together.
We really cannot resolve this until we open up government.
I am very proud to announce today we have reached a deal to end the shutdown.
The calls for Governor Ralph Northam to resign are growing.
I am not either of the people in that photo.
And there it is. The dynasty continues.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champs once again.
The state of our union is strong.
You have to watch the entire video of what happened with these kids from Covington.
An encounter between Kentucky high school students and a Native American elder triggered nationwide outrage.
It is the coldest it has been in decades.
It's called a polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
This is the fight of our lives.
Bernie Sanders announcing that he's running for president again.
We want to take you now to Newark, New Jersey.
I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for president.
They call me Mayor Pete. I am running for president of the United States.
Now to what could be a major development in the Jussie Smollett case.
I think this city is still owed an apology.
President Trump arriving in Vietnam.
The president's longtime fixer and personal attorney.
I know what Mr. Trump is.
Michael Cohen.
The Phillies sign Bryce Harper.
The alleged ringleader of a massive college admission scam.
The operation dubbed Varsity Blues.
Brand new 737 Maxes have been grounded.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the attacks in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Notre Dame Cathedral is on fire.
I've got stage 4 cancer, not stage 1 for sissies.
Why are you making me laugh about
it? Well, what else are we going to do?
Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Many doubted we'd ever see it. Here it is.
The return to glory.
Congratulations, Tiger. Unbelievable.
It was just announced. There was no collusion with Russia. This was an illegal takedown.
This goes to the heart of everything we've been talking about, the collusion and cover-up.
There's a very strong argument to be made that this is a high crime or misdemeanor for which impeachment may be a possibility.
The Republican Party has surrendered to Russia.
Robert Mueller will appear today. He's going to take questions for the first time.
After nearly 2 years of investigation, the special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign colluded.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Rose Lavelle might have won the World Cup for the United States.
Stepping across that line was a great honor.
President Trump became the first American president to set foot in North Korea.
Thousands and thousands of people chanting Free Hong Kong.
Multi-millionaire and politically connected money manager Jeffrey Epstein.
I wanted to talk about the death of Mr. Epstein.
He's a guy that there are probably 50 very important people that have a motive to kill him.
Baseball legend Frank Robinson has died.
Bill Buckner died today.
Little roller up along first, behind the back.
British actor Albert Finney has died.
I love you, Daddy Warbucks.
All I could do is just low and go, Martha.
It was nearly impossible not to laugh at Tim Conway.
There she goes.
What a funny comedian.
Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most beloved stars, passing away.
Whatever will be, will be.
She could do it all.
Fans, loved ones, and former colleagues are mourning the loss of veteran actor Rip Torn.
Sad news this morning. Eddie Money has passed.
Author and Nobel laureate Toni Morrison died last night.
The shots are going do.
This is an NBC News special report.
We're coming on the air this morning with breaking news from Dayton, Ohio.
Breaking news.
The Patriots just released Antonio Brown.
Former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is recovering this morning.
This is why presidential debates are becoming unwatchable.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know what? America does not want to witness a food fight.
Yeah, this reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
If a Republican ever did what Joe Biden did, they'd be getting the electric chair.
Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? You should be looking at Trump.
It's better to be on TV than by phone.
Yeah.
That is grounds for impeachment.
We can't talk about impeachment. When can we talk about impeachment?
This impeachment talk has accelerated.
It's a joke. Impeachment for that? Take a look at that call. It was perfect.
Mr. Kanye West.
And I've given my life to Jesus Christ, and I work for God.
Dorian, one of the strongest storms ever formed in the Atlantic.
The Bahamas are dealing with an unprecedented crisis.
You don't get hurricanes like that often.
Absolute devastation.
3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history. The House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. No one is above the law.
Speaker Pelosi happens to be the Speaker of this House, but she does not speak for America when it comes to this issue.
American troops are pulling back to make way for Turkey's planned invasion of northern Syria.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
This is a great day for America. This is a great day for the world.
Baghdadi hiding in a tunnel. A dog chasing him.
Several Americans, mothers and their children, ambushed and killed in Mexico.
Codename Crossfire Hurricane.
The conservative narrative of a deep state out to get Donald Trump.
And imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if they can do this to the candidate for the president of the United States, what could they do to you?
The evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming and uncontested.
Charging Donald J. Trump with committing high
high crimes and misdemeanors.
You don't need Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out. We have the evidence.
They're going to impeach not because they have the evidence, but because they hate the president.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
This will be the first impeachment we've ever seen that is completely political.
This is the day the nation is weaker.
They don't like the 63 million people who voted for this president. And they dislike us so much they're willing to weaponize the government.
We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
Times 2019 Person of the Year.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
It's Greta Thunberg.
We will get Brexit done.
The man once dismissed as a grandstanding clown vindicated.
We did it. We pulled it off, didn't we? We broke the deadlock. We ended the gridlock. We smashed the roadblock.
President Trump and China look to be making a deal.
The President of the United States has secured a deal with China.
God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you.
What a year it has been, 2020. You are next. Just a reminder, folks, you can listen to our Year in Review special report next Tuesday, New Year's Eve, at noon, then again at 5 on your favorite Family Life station.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. On the midday weather map, we find a cool front that'll be coming through the area. It will bring in some drier and cooler air. It'll mean some sunshine to start the weekend. But another disturbance will arrive. It brings rain at the end of the weekend, and then a change in temperatures for early next week. For this afternoon, though, it's mild, a little breezy, cloudy skies, a couple of rain showers, and high temperatures mid-40s to the mid-50s, dropping into the 30s tonight, some leftover clouds. Tomorrow, some sunshine, cooler, drier, high in the 40s. Sunday, thickening clouds with late day rain and high temperatures in the 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Finally, this Friday, sheriff deputies in Madera County, California, handing out $100 bills instead of tickets this holiday season.
These are stops that involve more minor things, things that might even be a fix-it ticket here in California, like no front license plate, equipment violations. Things like that. Hazardous violations we tend to steer away from.
Sheriff Jay Varney says his deputies enjoy giving money to motorists instead of tickets.
It helps them to get out and do something where they're not dealing with someone who's in crisis.
As for the motorists who get handed Benjamins instead of tickets, Jay Varney says their reaction is priceless.
Every year we seem to find someone who's either coming out of a crisis, whether it's a monetary or a personal thing or something in family that's just not going right. We never get tired of seeing the reaction of elation that the folks have that this money is actually going to do something very positive for them during the Christmas season.
Getting it done in Madera County, California. That is the world we live in this Friday. Thanks for coming along. Have yourself a great weekend, won't you? I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.
You've been listening to the Noon Report, heard weekdays on Family Life. Thank you for listening.